Episode 2743, Your Presence is Your Momentum.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know sometimes it seems a little bit long. It's been really hot. We did get some rain, but today I want you to be inspired. I want to bring joy into your heart. I want you to think beyond what you see. However, I don't want you to let it go. Your presence is your momentum. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, are you looking for inspiration in all the wrong places? Maybe we should start singing now. Oh, no, we won't. Motivation does not show up because of words. It takes action to ignite motivation. Therefore, your presence is your momentum. How do you really keep moving forward? How do you keep on track? How do you keep your wheels turning when all you feel like is going the other way? Like saying, I'm done. I'm ready to stop. Life has so many twists and turns, ups and downs and all arounds. Who can keep up with all that is happening? So when you find yourself looking for continuous support beyond a smile or two for that extreme dream or project you're working on, where does one find it? That's the million-dollar question. Because if everyone, think about this, if everyone had motivation and inspiration, every dream would and could come true, including yours. All goals would be met. However, that's not reality. Some make it and others fake it. What does it all come down to? I mean, really. And my thing, as I see it, is presence. Your presence is your momentum. If you're always looking farther away from your tangible day, you miss what's right in front of you. You've heard the saying, life is too short. Well, your minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years all move at the same pace. They've got the same tempo. But what about you and me? If we don't keep moving forward, taking action, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You've got to create that rhythm. Then what really happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. You're left dreaming of what truly will not come true. Now, I know this might sound a little down and out, but the reality is if you want something, you have to be present. It's all about taking your life and encapsulating the moments. Your dreams and goals, they're made up of many decisions, M-I-N-I, many decisions and many actions. Again, little, right? They're many. Not one thought or word is going to change your dream and make it come true. You have to go after what you want in life every moment. And that comes with your presence. So I'm going to ask the tough question. Are you really present in your life? And if I'm being honest, I really don't think a lot of us are. I think a lot of us, for the most part, enter our day kind of like my husband says, loading the trucks, and that's it. And you get used to your responsibilities. And you think, oh gosh, I got married. And you thought, oh, it was going to be a beautiful house, a white picket fence. Okay, maybe it wasn't a white picket fence. Now maybe it's modernized with, you know, technology and everything. You could walk in, you'd have robots doing everything. But now you don't even have that. You don't even know where your dream is. And you thought, well, I got married and I was going to have all of this. And then children came along. And then you're like, wait a minute, who am I? Do I really know who I am? Who's my spouse? Or am I even married, right? You begin to have all these thoughts and your mind is just swirling. And sometimes it's to the point where you can't take that next step. You are literally frozen in time. And what you think you need to do, you don't do because fear sets in. And then when fear sets in, then you go into excuses and then you blame the kids or you blame the spouse or maybe even just blame yourself. And then everything stops. There is no momentum. And it's something I get all the time in coaching and working with people. They say, Christiane, how do you keep going? Like, you have so much energy. How do you keep doing what you're going to do? Some people ask me with the podcast, how do you keep going with all these episodes every single day, day in and day out? You show up. And I'm thinking, yeah, I've been doing it for years. But I'm going to be honest. There are days I'm tired. But you know what? The one thing I bring is my presence. Always. If you know me, you know I am present with you. And I want to sit with you. I want to be with you. And I think we forget that. We take it for granted. And in fact, I don't even think we're taught presence anymore. I remember my beauty pageant days. Now, I wouldn't say it was the beauty side of things because I was on the Miss America. I didn't go for Miss USA. And in that training, so to speak, and how they taught us things, they wanted us to be present, but the word was really never used. And I think back, I don't think anybody ever talked to me about presence, about tuning in. I honestly think I learned it from watching my parents and seeing how they interacted with everybody in their life. And they always had a lot going on. I mean, they did. If my dad was still with us, both my mom and dad would be like all in it. My mom is still, but of course we miss dad. And it's one of those things that I learned by watching. Because when things came up, and we could have 1,000 other things going on in the family, but if a family member, another family member, extended family member, or a close friend, someone in the congregation at church, someone in the community, someone in my dad's unit, whatever was needed, they made time. They were present. And I saw that. And talk about the word present. It is a gift. And we really miss the mark in our own lives because, honestly, I don't think we know how to be present. And so I thought, what better way to talk about inspiration than to inspire your presence? And so I ask you, are you really present in your life? Because you don't want to fast forward in life when you really need to hit play. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. But when you take aim, remember this, your presence is required. So get ready to build momentum. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.